This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
We'd like to acknowledge the Kaurna people as the traditional custodians of the land on which this podcast is recorded and produced.
Welcome to The Beautiful Nightmare. It's the podcast for when you're flying by the seat of your pants.
You sure are, and you're here with Chanel and Tamara. Hey, we're talking about obsessions today.
Yeah, not the Calvin Klein perfume, which was very popular in the 90s and very nice. Do you remember that?
I do. Didn't wear it.
Yeah, was it a, like a, you could, a man or woman, like you could wear both?
It's called unisex.
fucking hell. That is what it's called.
Unisex perfume. Calvin Klein led the way with that.
He did.
Unisex.
Oh, no, it was CK1. That was it.
And CKB. One.
Yes.
And CK Into You.
Oh, Into You. The... Never heard that one.
Yep.
How progressive he was.
Very.
Look at him go.
And everyone's copying now.
Anyway, going back to what we're talking about. Yeah, OCDs.
It's idiosyncrasies.
Yes, it's the little idiocratic things that we do all the time, whether it's at home or out. And I think we all do it, but we probably don't tell people we do it.
I was just going to say we don't want to admit half of them, or we don't clock that it's a thing because it's just our thing.
Yeah.
We don't know why we're made up that way, why some things bother others and don't bother some, or why we must do something to make us feel good.
Yeah.
We all have secret little obsessions. Whether we share it or not, we do.
That's right. And we're going to share all of them with you. Maybe you can relate or not. Just laugh at us.
It's all out on the table.
Hit it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wait.
Okay, now, from the beginning.
The beautiful nightmare.
So I've got two things I wanted to share with you. One is very, very small and it just happened. And I was left feeling absolutely brilliant inside. So I just dropped Ollie off at Kindy.
Yeah.
And I spotted Lorraine.
Oh.
Now, Lorraine featured in a very early episode of our podcast. Now, Lorraine is a very old and very overweight golden retriever. Now, Lorraine.
Oh, my God. I was just going to say, poor Lorraine's listening and she's like, holy hell. No. Like, I thought I was losing weight. I thought it looked pretty good.
This dog, right, has the greatest dog face I think I've ever seen. And because it emulates her saying, I give zero fucks. I don't care about nothing.
Oh.
Now, I seen Lorraine many years ago and she was at the beach. And the reason I know her name is because her owner was shouting, Lorraine, Lorraine, get back here. And she's waddling and she couldn't give a shit.
Who calls a dog Lorraine? I love those names.
Very smart woman.
So good.
So Lorraine doesn't care about nothing and was either she was deaf or it's selective hearing. So I had a moment where I thought, I'll never forget you, Lorraine. You're like a dog hero.
I'll never forget you.
I'll never forget you. So this morning I am driving away from Ollie's kindy, coming to you to record this podcast.
Yeah.
And I spot Lorraine at the traffic lights.
Oh.
Sat there Don't know how she well she would have got back up from there, but I have smiled so much because I've seen her.
She's still kicking on with that face.
She's kicking on, still with that face. So I think we can learn something from Lorraine, and that is we need to give less fucks about most things.
Yes.
And chill the fuck out because she is living to a ripe old age of God knows what, 157 in dog years. 10, which is big for golden
retrievers. She's like, Jesus Christ, I'm only four. She's probably quite depressed.
But it's the face.
You've mistaken
and the
ruffled
that
hair. Face for a, oh, I love life. My cup's full. For fucking hell, I'm four overweight. My owner gives me too much, doesn't take me for walks. I'm depressed.
Woof, woof. Anyway, we love Lorraine and she's a hero.
Shout out to Lorraine.
My second thing I wanted to tell you was this was the point. So on the weekend I emceed the Bloody Long Walk and that is a charity walk that does 35K on foot. Some people run it, some really bionic fit people.
Yes, I had some friends who did that. I saw. Well done them.
Yes, yes. And many walk it, obviously, because it's a long way.
Because it's also the Bloody Long Walk, right? It's a no one said long run walk. It. Why are they running it?
I think they just wanted to.
Not allowed.
Don't.
They get disqualified if they run?
No.
What about a jog?
Some of them jog towards the end, the last little bit.
Cheaters.
Cheaters. Yeah, they had roller skates most of the time. Anyway, it's really good because it raises funds and awareness for mitochondrial disease. Mm. Anyway, lots of women were doing it. I'm on the microphone. I'm cheering them on coming through the finish line and I'm spotting their kids at the finish line, cheering them on, go, mummy, like this. And mummy is absolutely cactus. She's just walked 35K.
There you go.
Probably got up and made you breakfast as well beforehand, right?
Yeah, all
and
the
done
things.
All the tasks. Mm.
She's already done 10,000 steps before she even got to the start line.
Exactly. So she's there with a bunch of her friends and they're coming on through and the kids are, mummy, mummy, and they're running up and they're hugging. And this mum had two kids run and jump on her and she's like, you know, struggling to even stand up. So she's holding one under each arm because don't want to disappoint them. They're so happy to see mummy cheering her on through the finish line.
Because mum's got the wallet and dad forgot his and mum's got the wallet so that they can go buy ice cream.
Yep. So the mum is trying so hard to be enthusiastic. Oh, hello, I love you. I made you something. Here's a rock. So she's walking through the finish line with about three rocks and a handful of sticks.
Ready to go on to Survivor. She's got it all.
Yep. and it's just this moment where I thought to myself, and it happened about four or five times to these different women. They are fried. They are so sore and so depleted.
Yeah.
That they drag their sorry asses over that finish line to just get there. And these kids are so happy. Just leave mummy the hell alone for a sec.
And look at you being all smug, standing up on that little podium, not walking at all, observing it all. Did you have to drive to the finish line?
Yes. With my heater on because it was cold. Yeah.
She gets to the end, she's all glowing. Well done. Well done, everyone.
That's exactly what I said.
I feel great. Don't know about you.
That's exactly what I said. Cheered them all through. That was easy, wasn't it? That's what I was saying to some of them. And they're going,
dying.
I mean, with like six kids hanging off her arms going, yeah, that was easy.
It never ends, even when you're doing the Bloody Long Walk, if you're doing anything. I think it goes to show that as a mum, you go out and you do your thing, whatever it is, but you're always coming back to the same shit.
Exactly.
With the kids, with the family,
that's
with
what
the house.
That's what I'm trying to point out. And you have always to be enthusiastic about the rocks and the sticks because they've collected them for you.
Yeah.
How very cute and nice.
It's like that escapism but then snap back to reality. Mm. Like when you go out for drinks and you come back and you know, you're feeling good, you've had a good night out, la, 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 no kids. Come in, you're taking your shoes off quietly in the wardrobe because maybe your partner's asleep in the bed and suddenly you hear this, mummy, my head hurts. And suddenly you're there getting the Panadol, you're getting a wheat pack,
half
you're
cut.
Bloody like rubbing Vicks into bits and it's just straight back into it.
Mummy, that went in my eye.
Yeah.
Sorry, mummy, had a few gins.
Mummy, that's not where it hurts.
No. That's my foot. Yeah. Oh, righto.
Jesus. Bless them. Bless them.
Yeah, so salute to every single person that's done that around the country. There's been 11 events, especially to the people that had to greet the many people on the other end and still remain enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm. Well done to you.
Beautiful nightmare.
So like we said before, there are weird things you do around the house or, you know, wherever you are that only you know about. Because if you were to tell someone, they'd look at you sideways and be like, freak, but then they would go off and do their weird thing.
Yes.
So we all do the weird things. We just, you know, we just don't talk about it. So we thought we'd discuss a few of those obsessions, weird things we do in this episode. So For example, I was discussing this with a friend because we both realised the other night that we both do this. It's not particularly weird, but it's just sickly enjoyable. Like when you're cooking dinner and everyone else is busy, so you've got a chore, you're doing the dinner. That's your chore. Great. Yeah. No one's around necessarily. This is good. Mm. They're busy. I set up my laptop or my phone to watch Netflix and have a glass of wine and then cook the food. Like I love to do that. Like that is my
even
space.
Though you're off booze at the moment?
No, this was before.
Oh, what are you doing now?
Not that. So it's fucking boring. I know, it's sad. There's no replacement.
I'm
I can
sad
still
for
watch
you.
The binge the show.
Okay, okay.
And usually it's like a scary show, like a, you know, like a crime show.
But it's okay because you're watching it in the day. Yeah, you won't get scared later.
Yeah.
That shit going to haunt you at 10:30 p.m.
That stuff doesn't scare me. It's more the fantasy stuff, weirdly enough.
Gosh.
Like I don't get scared by murderers, even though there's a high chance, not a high chance, it's more probable that you will die from a murderer than from a clown.
From Pennywise. Yeah.
But that's, I think that says something about my brain. Oh, because you can't fight those things. They're like ghosts and things that are beyond your control. I know, stop dying.
Sorry.
Yeah. But anyway, that's my secret little thing that I love to do. And I realize that I think I'm enjoying those little things as I'm getting older. Like,
oh, look,
the little things.
Many of us enjoy that moment of peace just by ourselves, no matter. Like, my big thing is the shower.
Oh, yeah, you and your damn shower.
Don't you dare say damn shower. It is the most wonderful thing in my life.
You could just live under the shower.
I love it. And I do my best work in the shower. I think I put the world to right. I put myself to right. I might stretch sometimes. I rehearse lines.
You stretch in the shower?
Sometimes.
Like how? Which stretches?
Sometimes I will do like a little, I think they call it a Hindi squat, where you go down and you put your elbows between, like where your knees are, and you try and stretch out your hip bone.
What?
Or I sit on the floor, not
what?
On the plug, because then I create a pool.
You sit on the floor?
No, not on the plug. Sit on the floor and do the twist.
What?
Yeah.
You're twisting in the shower?
I'm twisting and I'm turning and I'm contorting.
Maybe you could start like a whole thing, like a new, you know, like we've got Pilates, we've got all these new things. Maybe that could
shower
be shower stretching with Chanel.
You should, yeah.
Yeah.
It
you could do YouTube
great.
Videos.
Oh.
With bathers on.
Yeah, yeah, you know,
yeah.
But it's the greatest thing. I'm in there, peaceful. No one can come in because there's not enough room. The fan's going, I can hear no one. So that's also very helpful. And then I'm just in this zone and it is the greatest thing ever. And you know what I love following it up with?
Drying off?
No.
Oh.
Because I want to get back in.
Oh.
Even though I'm pruned up. I love getting into bed clean and crisp.
Okay. So you like to be clean going into bed?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I like to be dirty.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, not dirty, but I don't have to have it. I can't have a shower at night. I just can't.
I will even have a shower. If
no.
I've come home and it's 3 or 4 in the morning,
no.
I will get in.
I know, because I've been away with you and and you were fucking in the shower at like midnight and I was like, gross, go the fuck to bed, Chanel. She's like, I have to have the shower. And you were in that shower and we were all like, oh my God,
I was lying
going
on the floor.
The hell to bed.
I was lying on the floor because we'd had a few to drink. It was our show in Mount Gambier. And
you could have drowned.
No, I couldn't have.
Maybe. You said you were lying on the floor.
Such extreme.
Choking on your own vomit.
Extreme shower.
I was vomiting.
That probably has happened in the past, for sure, on a boozy night out, but I just love it. And I don't eat in my bedroom either. We're not eating in the bed.
No, there's no eating.
No drinking.
No.
Occasional water if we need, but clean, minimalist bedroom. I love it.
Space.
Wow.
It's good feng shui. Good feng shui. You need space under the bed, apparently, to let all the energy flow.
I've got that.
So you need that. That's really good.
How much space do you need? Because I've got barely enough room to get a broom under, let's say. I can get one of those mops that go literally to the ground.
Yeah, bend down and
slide it under. Yeah, I can get that because I've got drawers in the bed, but it doesn't touch the ground. So is that okay?
As long as you've got air coming through.
Yes.
And as long as your bed also doesn't, which ours does, doesn't face the door. When you lie in bed, if you're facing the door, is at the end of your bed, that's bad. Bad negative energy.
The door goes to the side of the
bed.
That's
okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
So ours are double doors at the end, which is like this kind of like a funeral thing, they say. Like it's like a coffin facing the door.
How do you feel about going to sleep with that?
Well, fine. I just go to sleep. Let's face it. I don't care. But apparently it's not great energy, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
the showers are my thing.
How long is the shower?
Oh, if I didn't get booted out for being late somewhere or you know, just the general water bill and thinking about the environment, I would be in there for 45 minutes of time.
Jesus
but
Christ.
I don't. I'm in there for about 15.
Okay, well done.
But I would love 45.
Stretch away. There'd be nothing away. Left here.
Doesn't
Jesus.
Matter.
No skin.
I shower before the gym sometimes.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because. Only in the morning. If I go to the gym at night, I never will. But if I get up to go to the gym in the morning, I might duck under to quickly wash my face because I feel like I've got too much oil on my skin and it's going to turn to pimples.
Right. Yes.
That's the only reason.
Right. You're feeling it. You don't feel comfortable in your skin, in your exoskeleton that you have because you've washed
I'm
up.
I'm like, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to sweat and it's going to turn to acne.
Oh, okay.
So that's the only reason for that because I wouldn't shower later in the day.
Yeah.
You're a sicker.
Mm-hmm. To my fellow shower people out there, you know who you are and I love you for it.
See, I find showering, it is nice when you're in there, but it's a bit of a chore.
Yep.
It's just another thing to have to bloody do. So, you
my
know,
friend Sam is the same as you and I can't understand you both.
Because is she English? Because
yep,
the English
she is.
Don't shower that often.
She is English.
I think I probably grew up like that. You didn't shower every day. And maybe also I'm not an oily skin person or I don't have, you know what I mean? Mm. Like I don't, and I don't sweat. Maybe it's how you feel. Maybe we're all different, what we need.
The beautiful nightmare.
What's something else weird you do? Give me some weird shit, Tamara.
I do, yeah. Well, you talk about showers and chilling out. That's how you love to, you know,
stretch.
Zone out. I will sometimes rock up at school, pick up early. I'm talking half an hour early and sit in the car, wait for the kids.
I do that
and
too.
And eat snacks.
I don't eat snacks.
And the car might be really hot or something. You know how it gets really hot if you're just sitting there? I'll just wind down the window and I just fucking sit there. I might listen to a podcast or put a little
I do the same thing,
on,
lady.
And then and try and look busy if someone walks past. You look like a fucking creepo hanging out at the school so early or that you
in
have no life.
Almost, yeah.
And I also do it in the supermarket, car parks. Whenever you can just sit in your car by yourself with no one else around. Oh, my God, it's just a sanctuary.
There is something to be said for getting back in the car when it's a little bit warm on a bit of a chilly day when the wind's picked up and you get in there and it's silence and warm.
So good. Yeah, I just sit there and do nothing or scroll through Instagram doing weird shit. I don't know.
It's a Mitsubishi sanctuary.
Oh, Mitsubishi. Actually, I think you'll find it's an Outlander.
Outlander sanctuary.
Subaru.
Sanctuary. No one is welcome except me.
Yeah. So that's weird shit. Stuff that I hang around.
Yeah.
And I feel like I heard this on Oprah. I can't believe I'm saying those words. The other day about procrastination.
I love Oprah.
Yeah, you love her so much. Yeah. So they were talking about procrastination and how most people feel lazy if they procrastinate. You know, it's a bit of a laziness. Like, I think the idea is you're procrastinating. Mm-hmm. You're putting something else off that you need to be doing.
Yeah.
And they were saying, well, it's not procrastinating because you're probably doing something else. You know what I mean? You're being effective in another area of your life.
I literally just started picturing monkeys with cymbals. You've lost me.
So when you're procrastinating, right, you're putting off, say, okay, you need a bit of context. Say you're putting off doing that assignment that you need to get done.
Yep.
You're not just sitting there doing nothing. You're probably going off and cleaning your damn kitchen
correct.
Or your pantry.
That's correct.
So you're not being lazy. You're being effective in another area of your life, which is actually important. But the reason you're not doing the assignment is because of the negative association you have with that particular job that you're doing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So she was saying it's not lazy. It's actually an effective way of putting something off, but you're doing something else in the other area of your life, right?
Yes.
I don't know where I was going. Where did I come up with
I don't know. It's got nothing to do with obsession, but it's fun.
It does.
It's good to know.
No, it had. What was it to do with? It was to do with, I think, when you are just sitting there doing nothing.
Yes.
That is, it's you're kind of procrastinating because there's other stuff you probably could be doing.
Yes, but if you're at school pickup or in the shops, you might technically
are doing something.
Technically, you're doing something.
I'm waiting for my child.
Exactly. Yeah. One other thing that I am a bit sickly obsessed with is I must have nice fingers and toenails and I expect others to do the same.
Jesus Christ.
I will clock feet and hands all the time.
Yeah,
men,
me too.
Women, everybody. I'll look. I can't help. I will look.
We've talked about this before.
And then I get scared that someone sees me looking because I'm clocking someone's feet and hands and I'm like, come on.
Have you ever had someone talk to you and they're constantly staring at something on your ear or your neck and you're like, fuck, there's a giant hair coming out. I've rubbed some food and they're not telling me. And then you go look in the mirror, there's nothing there. What the fuck were they staring at?
Have they got a lazy eye?
I've just had this vision of someone coming up and talking to me and me just looking at the ground because I'm staring at their feet, not even on their face.
It was the same thing.
I don't like feet as in like, oh, I've got a sick obsession. I just like nice feet. I like feet and hands to look nice. So if you've got toe jam in there, that's gonna be a disgusting thought.
Men's feet's a hard one. And I often will go, oh, yeah, that guy, well done, he's got nice feet. He's like, it's all even. The toes aren't going south for the winter.
Yeah, well, one's pointing to one end and the other's pointing to the other.
Oh, which is genetic. It's not their fault. It's like someone took a hammer to their feet, you know, but if they've got nice, neat feet, I call them, neat feet. Yep, and everything's all in order. You kind of smile, give a little nod. You're okay.
Okay. Well done.
You can come through the border, the checkpoint.
You can come through.
The toe patrol's out.
That's what I'm going to – I'm the toe patrol.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm happy to lead that brigade.
I don't think you're the only one where you're looking at those things.
I'm obsessed and I can't think of any other way around that. I just need to just check what's happening.
Yeah.
And I hold myself accountable, hence looking after my own hands and feet.
Yeah.
So
yeah. There you go.
Yes.
So maybe the person looking at the cheek and the neck, they're obsessed with necks.
Or the neck ears. Okay? Wow, I love that earlobe.
Oh,
I love that it's not attached.
Could be.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a definite lobage happening there.
Oh, that nose. Yeah. Look at that contour with the makeup.
I can't do the contour thing. That's one thing I've tried to do.
He'll probably teach you the best way to do that. A drag queen, they can contour the shit out of a nose.
Yeah, that's extreme, isn't it?
But it's almost Kardashian style.
Mm. Mm. Anyway. All right, so your morning routine, what do you normally do apart from – well, like actually, what's the first thing you do?
Yep.
You wake up, your eyes are open, what do you do?
Okay, I usually – and I don't like that I do this, but I do. I check the phone to check the time if I've woken up before my alarm.
Right.
And then I'll see notifications. So, of course, I just get a bit – what's going on there? So I check
it. You check them. It.
I check my phone when I wake up. And then I get up, either the kids have jumped into bed or something, but usually I've started writing, I've started journaling in the morning only the past couple of weeks.
The first thing?
Yep, the first thing.
It's before a wee?
Before a wee.
Wow.
Or if I'm busting, I hardly wake up. I wake up, grab my pen and write some thoughts down. And I've only just started doing that. So it's a bit of a new thing. We'll see how long it lasts.
Mine was 3 days, just saying.
Good luck. I've been 2 weeks so far. We'll see.
Oh, well done.
And then I go to the toilet and then the kids are usually carrying on, whether they're either friends or fighting. It depends on the morning. And I'll make myself a lemon water. Without fail. That is my favourite thing to have.
Best thing for your digestion.
And if I don't have it, I'm either hooked on it or I'm just obsessed with it. I don't know. But if I don't have it, I'm like...
out of kilter.
Yeah, so if I'm away somewhere, I'll have to find a thing that I can buy a lemon from.
A shop. Oh, right, yes, one of those.
But I have to.
She's out there in her pyjamas at the deli. Do you have any lemons?
I need lemon.
You need a lemon.
Just one.
Yeah, they say that's very good for you in the morning.
And then the school run. So that's me in the morning.
Yeah, okay, your lemon. Mm. Kai makes me a coffee every morning, which is brilliant. And if he doesn't make me a coffee, I'm going to be annoyed.
I think I've gotten so used to it.
Yeah, he'll bring it to the bed. Like it's that good.
I can't handle hot drinks in the bed.
Oh, you can't handle hot drinks.
No, or any drinks, any kind, unless it's water, lemon water. But still, what if it spills on the sheets?
Well, it won't. You've got to be careful.
Sometimes you're not careful.
Well, you've got to be. But I know how you are with your sheets.
Not sharing a bed with you.
Oh, my gosh. But also, it depends, because I love pyjamas, so I'm like
and
all
I'm
covered
nude.
Up. Yeah, so you don't want a hot coffee or a hot whatever spilling on your nudeness.
No, you would not.
Your nudie body.
Imagine that, straight on your nipples, a hot coffee.
No, thank you. That would have a long way to fall.
Could you sleep naked?
Yeah, I could, but I don't because what if something happens in the middle of the night and you've got to get up? And then
my dressing gown's on the end of the bed.
Okay.
And I just wake up. Yeah, that's what I do. I wake up and I sling it on and off I go.
Yeah, see, I get cold very easily and I would hate to like have to do a wee naked in the middle of the night. I would not want to put on the dressing gowns too much. Even to walk from the bed to the end of the bed to get the dressing gown would be too cold.
It's quite liberating for that cold to hit your body.
No.
Do the wee, come back, and then your bed's still warm from where you left it. Oh, that's nice. No. Snuggy, snuggy.
Snuggy, snuggy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a sicko. Yeah, a lot of people sleep nude. No, I love my pajama collection. I've got a whole drawer dedicated to it.
I don't have any.
Love it. And I'll match them up and I love going shopping for them.
Do you wear underwear?
No, got to let my fanny breathe.
Yeah, that's what I told the kids.
Yeah, always.
Well, not Ollie, because he hasn't got a fanny. Okay. But I've said to Summer, let it breathe, let it breathe.
You've got to let it breathe. Skylar has gone through a phase where she does wear her undies, though. And I'm like, can you please take them off? And your hair, take your hair out. She's obsessed with leaving it up. Weird things that she does that I'm seeing. I'm like, oh my God, is this becoming like a little, you know, OCD that she's forming? But she will yell at me. I'll say, take out your hair or you're going to get a headache. Yeah. Let your hair breathe. Let the fanny
let
breathe.
Let your hair breathe.
Let your hair, you know, the hair shaft needs to relax. And then I'll start making things up. I'll be like, yeah, then, it, you know, we'll have to shave your head because it'll get all tomorrow. Tangled and we'll have to go to the hairdresser. Just take the fucking thing out. Yeah, but why do I care?
I tell you one thing I do. Music's a big thing for mine. I'm a little empath.
Yes.
So music is, I find it details my mood all the time. So depending on what mood I'm in is the music I listen to.
Right.
So if I've, and sometimes if I'm so upset by something, if something really bad's happened and I'm really, really upset, I can't listen to music. I'm that sad that music can't save me at that moment.
Right. Not so even sad funny. Music.
Depends. It's got to be a moment then I can then go into the sad music. But if I'm so sad, there's no sad music that will solve me at that point.
Oh.
But there's sometimes if I've heard a new song and I'm loving it, like a little house music track or something like that, a really good beat, I will play that song 10 times in a row. I'll keep skipping it back. Play it again, play it again.
Yeah, they're good, aren't they, when you get onto a good one.
But some people don't repeat songs like that. I do. I'm quite like I need to hear it again and I'll just keep playing it over and over again.
Yeah, if you love it.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know, because it makes you feel good. It's a little
bit. But continue, do you not get sick of it? It's like, wow, no. I thrash it.
I found one on Instagram by this young couple who did this folk song. It's a brilliantly written song. I listen to it so much, like it keeps coming on as soon as I get in the car with the Bluetooth.
Yeah.
And the kids go, oh, not this song. Like, just one more time.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's weird.
Do you have that with music? Because music's a big thing for you too.
Yeah. So I'll do that. Not often. Do you know what song for some reason I love? The Miley Cyrus song, Party in the USA. For some reason, I freaking love that song.
Do you?
And I, like, want to party every time I hear it. I'm like, yeah, I want to, like, dance. And it's just every time.
Cracks me up. Do you want to hear my guilty pleasure?
What?
My Little Ponies fit right in.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
I know that song.
They're going to fit right in. Watch them what? And I love it. And Summer's like now sick of it. She loved it. She's like, now you've ruined the song.
Yeah. Mum, I've moved on. They can be catchy, those kids' songs. Like, put on the Zombies soundtrack again, Skylar. Let's listen to that. Yeah. I know. We can get really obsessed with it, don't we?
I know.
Oh, my God. It's a lot like TV shows. Mm. I think we all are guilty of that, like loving a TV show.
Yeah.
I was binge watching Mindhunter, which was about serial killers back in the 70s. Yeah.
Great show.
Oh, my God. Could not stop watching it. As in, I was finding time during the day.
Yeah.
I went upstairs to fold laundry. I said, I'm just going to fold laundry.
Yeah, I do things like
on
that.
On the bed to watch the show, which is really scary. And then the kids had come in. I'm like, pause, because it's, you know, quite graphic.
But you know what I was doing afterwards? Because I was watching it with Dan because he loved it too.
Yeah.
I'd watch it, but then after need a reset because I'm scared now.
Yeah.
Okay. Charlie Manson might, even though he's dead.
Yeah.
But then I'm thinking.
Disturbing.
It wasn't that I was scared, actually. I've not said that right. My mind was quite dark.
Yes.
Because it's very dark and I'm like, I need something to pick me up because I know me and I'm going to go to sleep, dream about that.
Yeah.
Or something.
Think about
dark
it.
Thoughts. It
sits with you.
Mm.
I agree.
So I need something like, I don't know, Wheel of Fortune.
Miley Cyrus, My Little Pony. My Little Pony. Play that song again. That is so true. I've been listening to a podcast about a serial killer for the last week and I've just today gone, no, stop, because it's actually making me feel yuck.
Yeah.
Like it's interesting, but now I can't, you know, I'm thinking.
Yes.
Same like you said, you go to kind of a darkish place and it puts you in a weird mood.
Mm.
You need the, okay, I need some motivational stuff happening now, some positive inspirational stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I absolutely do that with shows.
I know. But that Mindhunter blew my mind. I could not stop
Incredible,
watching it.
But you got to be in a spot to watch
you
it,
do.
I thought. For me.
That's why I would recommend Feel Good with Mae Martin if you haven't seen that. Because I'm obsessed with her. I'm obsessed with Mae Martin, who's a trans comedian. Hilarious. They are so funny.
She's very funny.
But I'm smitten with Mae because there's a brilliant show. Go watch it if you haven't. And it does make you feel good. It's fantastic.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
And because it's the brain of a comedian as well, so it's quite interesting.
Yeah.
My kind of shows.
Yes.
Oh, look, I'm just right. I love – female camaraderie, however it comes.
Yeah, so you love that.
Love it. So I'm a big fan of Wentworth. I'm a big Kate Jenkinson, shout out to her. Big fan of Grace and Frankie, Annoys Tamara, yes, but know. I love it. Love Sweet Magnolias, Cable Girls on Netflix. Okay. Oh, my God. So good. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so many more as well. I can't watching them.
Have you watched Virgin River?
Yes, I have.
I started that, but...
Yeah.
A little bit smarmy.
Not enough May Martin in there for you.
Yeah, no, there wasn't. Not enough grit. Grittiness. But I actually go off, and this is another thing that I tend to do, is, you know, my fantasies that I love, and then I imagine meeting May Martin and that she has a crush on me. And then I have to, like, reject her nicely.
Oh, wow. How nice of you.
Sorry, I'm married. Yeah. You know.
Don't worry about May, because they have actually got a partner.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, but you know how we used to love, well, I don't know if you still do, Jamie, Sam Heughan from Outlander, Scottish. I'm kind of over him.
I'm over him too.
But I don't have anyone to really replace him.
Oh, don't worry about it.
In my sexual fantasies with my pajamas on in the middle of the night. But I need someone else.
You'll find them.
Yeah, okay.
They'll toddle along.
Oh, yeah, but I'm finding them all boring.
And then before
you get to the good part, always. My fantasies, by the way, go for a long time. Like there's all the little details of everything.
Yeah.
The whole conversation. So it takes hours.
And you're so impressed with yourself, aren't you? You're watching as if you're
you've written a movie, basically.
On yourself.
Exactly. Like,
and you know what? And you go, that's not very real. Who cares? It's my dream and my fantasy.
Oh, it's the best.
I can shoot lasers out of my tits if I want to. Wow.
And then there goes the sexual fantasy. We don't watch Chanel.
You've killed them.
Exactly. But you fall asleep before the damn sex scene.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. And you've got to every time start from the beginning. You can't jump straight into the sex scene. You need a leader.
You need the leader.
Because we're women.
Yes.
You need the fucking lead up. So if you can think of anyone hot that's on some new program, I would love to.
I'm actually the same. I don't have anyone that I'm
– you know?
I can't think. Some woman at the gym the other day, she was – they were doing glute bridges where, you know, you lift your bum up in the air and it looks like a rather sexy position for some people. And she's
in
going –
in the shower?
Oh, yes. And she's saying, oh, I wish there was a mirror on the ceiling and Brad Pitt was there.
Oh.
And I'm there in the middle of the glute bridge and I've gone, no.
Yeah, done with him. I'd just be, you know, wondering what I'd be, you know, what to say. I was too busy
worrying about the trainer telling us, you need to scoop. And I'm going, well, I'm too busy scooping to worry about anything else and trying not to fart in those instances, because that's another really tricky move.
Squeeze and scoop.
Squeeze and scoop.
That's what you're doing.
Mm.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Squeeze, scoop, don't fart. Or queef.
But it's so easy to do at the gym. I've done that before. Luckily, everyone was loud on the machines that you couldn't hear it, I'm hoping.
But like, they smelt it.
Shoots out. No, not smelly ones. Just shooting out like a real dart. Data.
Actually, I've got a friend that she was doing a glute bridge a couple of weeks ago, and she fluffed. And it was the funniest thing because – a guy was a little bit further in front. His name was Dean. And he went, Jesus Christ. He goes, I'll wear a helmet next time. And she's wet herself. She went, sorry. That's just what happens in middle age.
I know. That's what you got to do. This is what it is. We become less worried about these things, I think. The
beautiful nightmare.
Chanel, I think we should do a little quiz.
Mm.
What do you think?
Go for it.
Just so we can be a bit more revealing, and then I think it will be quite telling as to what we're like as people. All right, should I do you first?
Uh-huh.
Or do you?
Do you.
Okay. It's kind of based on what do you prefer, your preferences and what you'd rather do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, in random situations.
Go.
There's no rhyme or reason to this.
Just tell the truth.
Would you rather be a master of every musical instrument or be fluent in every language?
Oh, the musical instrument.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every single one.
Oh, but imagine me speaking Spanish and Swahili and French. I'm not sure.
That's a hard one, isn't it?
I think the musical instruments, because music always takes me away, is an escape for me. That's my...
It's your love language.
It is a bit.
Yeah.
It's in there. Yes, music.
Okay, music. Tick. Good.
Say as I'm on the flamenco guitar. I can't play one instrument, just FYI.
See, this is why. Okay, here's a scenario. You're on the plane and you happen to be sitting next to your celebrity crush or someone who you love, whoever it is, respect, whatever. Do you talk to them or what do you do? You've got 8 hours.
Couldn't help myself. I'd have to.
What would be the icebreaker?
Oh.
I'd pick the person. Who would it be?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oprah. No. Oh, I don't know. Someone. It'd be someone like Viola Davis or someone incredible like that.
Would you get nervous and just try and work out what to say?
Oh, totally. And I'd have to have some small talk. Like I'd be, oh, thanks so much. Or like if, oh, can I go to the toilet? Even if I don't need to go, just to, sorry, that's annoying when people do that.
Isn't it? Let's talk about annoying people.
I'd have to just.
An icebreaker?
I'd have to say something. But I've never been in a situation where I've met someone so incredibly famous that has starstruck me beyond. I have no words. I haven't met a Viola Davis, for example.
Do you think there is some
Pink?
Famous...
I would love to sit next to Pink.
Yeah.
Love to sit next to Pink. So I'd have to, I don't know, but I would have to talk to them. I could not sit in silence. And I would spend most of the time working out the coolest approach.
I know. It would always be about being cool, right? Mm. It's like, how do you be cool?
Mm.
Would you let on that you know who they are? Would you say, oh, Pink,
if,
oh, my God, I love
you. If it's someone like Viola Davis or Pink, it's very bloody obvious. You
Isn't
know what
it?
I mean?
Yeah, of course. You have to acknowledge it.
So, yeah. And then I start humping their leg and it's really odd and weird.
Wow.
So I wouldn't.
We'd like to move you, please. We've had some complaints.
Love that Viola Davis or Pink is sat in cattle.
I was just going to say.
Me.
Or maybe, hang on, you're looking at it the wrong way. What? You could be in first class in this scenario.
Yeah. And then they put up the little window. But you're further away in first class, so you're not really necessarily.
Oh, okay. You're being way too detailed.
I am, sorry.
But it would be Pink or Viola Davis. Okay. Do you make love with the lights on or off?
Off.
Off?
With the moonlight coming in.
No. Shining off Dan's bottom.
No, I'm not.
Ping. And straight back out again.
Yeah, no, I like the mood lighting. I'm a big fan of mood lighting.
Mood lighting or moon lighting?
Both, moon.
Oh, yeah.
Shining in.
Okay.
Done. Street lights coming in, moon.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't need to be during like the full start. I think it kills the vibe.
With the lights on.
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily have to be light lights on, but lamp. A little lamp on.
Don't need the lamp.
No.
Moonlight's out there.
Yeah, right. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I would have said a bit of a lamp.
We'll wait and see. It's not your turn. Go on.
Oh, Jesus. No, not about you. I'm not talking about me. I'm saying I would have imagined you with a lamp.
That.
Okay. Or a torch. A pen torch. One of those big dolphin torches. Hang on, Dan, 1 second.
Yeah.
Just need to work out where I'm at.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. All right, this is a fun one. If you had 3 wishes, what would you wish for?
3 wishes. One would be for the podcast to be number one in the world.
Excellent wish, because I'm part of that.
Yeah. The second would be for money to be no object. I could travel and go to lots of different places. It doesn't need to mean that I need to spend something. It's just if you want to go and stay on an overwater bungalow, you just can.
Yeah, you can. You book it and it gets booked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to be, I think, just an opportunity to continue to do good in the world. I'd always want to make sure that there's that. That would be my wish.
Okay.
So podcast number one, if the universe is listening, that'd be good.
I love how the goodness comes third.
Wish to be goodness good. Is part of it. It scoops it all up at the end.
Good. Do you have to wish for that or can you just
no,
not
no,
do
okay,
that?
Another wish. I would say I want superpowers.
What superpower?
I don't know, whether I could swim in the ocean and hold my breath and be a dolphin or whether I could have laser titties. I don't know, anything. I want to fly. Like Superman or Wonder Woman.
Flying would be amazing.
And mega strength.
Yeah. Okay. Mega strength. Okay, I said
pick
one.
Pick a car up.
Or maybe you can have multiple superpowers because it's your wish.
Yes, exactly.
All right, the last one. Would you rather be rich and ugly or poor and good looking?
Poor and good looking.
See why she's so vain. Poor and good looking. I think you didn't even have to think about
that. I'd be a motherfucking hustler is what I'd be. Don't you worry about me.
No, you'd be poor forever in this scenario.
That's
you
okay.
Okay.
Poor people are happy people too. So,
yeah.
You know
when
what?
They look in the mirror. See, Donald Trump is a great example of the other.
Okay. Yes. The beautiful nightmare. Okay, it's your turn, Lady Cakes.
All right.
Okay. What would you rather, be late and get your jobs done or be early and leave jobs at home? You know what I mean?
Be early.
Are you an early or a late person?
To leave the house, are you talking about? I would rather be early to the place I'm going to or on time and leave jobs at home.
Okay.
I don't care because I feel like I respect other people's time. So I don't want to leave people waiting.
Yes.
And be late. I'm never late.
I'm never late.
Rarely, unless there's some good enough reason. Mm-hmm. But that stuff at home can wait mm-hmm. for me when I come
or
home.
Or anything else. It could be a phone call, a friend in distress, whatever. It might not just be house chores. But,
sure.
You know.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Oh, if would I leave a friend in distress to
or
go and,
someone's
to go
ringing
and be
you, they might be upset and you, will you kind of like, are you, is being on time so important to you?
Very, yes, mm-hmm. it is. Okay. I mean, if someone rang me and said, you know, I'm on the way to the hospital in an ambulance, like my mum did the other day, that's a good reason to be late.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's okay, which I was in that case. And I got told off, actually. I got told off.
For being late.
Job. Yeah.
And it makes you feel like shit.
I was 10 minutes late to a job that I don't, as a contractor, so I come in, I don't work for them, mm-hmm. Per se. And the person said, look, Tamara, you need to come in on time. So, because they didn't want to pay over the hour, mm-hmm. if it goes over mm-hmm. the hour, the mm-hmm. session. And I said, it's okay. Well, if it does, if we go over, then I won't charge you. How's that? But they did it in front of a whole room full of people. Which I was not very impressed with.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I shrunk into like a schoolgirl.
That's crap.
You know?
When that's
you feel,
not nice.
Yeah.
And that achieves nothing. That's egocentric. That's what that is.
That's exactly right. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Who would you rather, Mae Martin or Dax Shepherd? I know you like his podcast.
Who would I rather have sex with?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. It's hard. I wouldn't know.
You have to pick.
I wouldn't know.
And you're on a timer.
Oh, Jesus. Hang on, miss. Give you 10 examples of my superpowers. Well, I'd love to say Mae Martin, but I wouldn't know what to do with her. And Dax Shepherd scares me because he's so tall. But probably Dax Shepherd because I know what's going on with the gear down there and where to put it and stuff. Basically the mechanics of that situation.
So what you've done is you've said both.
No, I haven't. No, so I'm going with Dax Shepherd.
Okay.
I've said it on the radio. I've said it on this podcast here. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Okay.
If you had to have one thing that you could never have part of your life again, would it be music or would it be your sense of smell?
Smell.
Gone.
Gone. Don't care. Yeah. No, I don't really care for that. That's fine. And would that affect my taste as well?
A little bit.
She says in all seriousness with her scientific medical background.
Yes, it will.
A little
bit. It will, a little bit.
A little bit, Tamara. Like your face was so serious. A little bit, Tamara.
Your poached eggs
in this very
la, la, la.
Serious scenario.
Yeah. Your favourite kind of vegan breakfast, sorry.
I could be someone who would have a pill for a meal so I have more time in the day. So that doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, that's funny. I love food and I get off on food, like beautiful foods.
Yeah.
And one of Dan's friends in the UK said the same thing. If I could take a pill that would just suit things. And Sammy, my other friend who's like you that doesn't shower either, she said the same thing.
She doesn't shower. Doesn't eat, doesn't shower.
Doesn't eat, doesn't shower. You two are the same with things like the – okay, if I could take a pill to get all my nutrients, that would suit me fine.
Absolutely.
Eating is a chore. Whereas to me, I go, whoa.
Yeah, I do enjoy food, absolutely. I love it, but
Interesting. Okay. What are your preferred perving things? Would you perv on someone's feet first or their face? Have they got to have good face or
what
good
do I
feet?
Like about them physically? The head, probably the head, definitely the head. I like a face. I got something about the face. I have to be attracted to that. Unless, you know, you can't have sex with them with a paper bag over their head.
Yes, you can.
Some people do.
Yeah.
The lights off. Yeah, no, definitely the face for me. The body, you know, it's fine. It's whatever. As long as it's not like extreme.
Yeah.
Then I'm happy with the body. I like a bit of a dad bod. I like a buff bod.
Everything.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right.
Slim.
What is the most, apart from your hubby and kids and friends, leave the people aside, what is the most important thing in your life?
Jesus. That's a big question,
well,
Chanel.
Well, I've asked it.
Okay, the most important thing in my life.
Me. Beautiful. End the podcast. That was nice you said that.
I don't know if I could just answer it like that.
What is it music to you?
I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
I'm going to go a bit meta on this. I hope it's not a disappointing answer. My mental health. As in the fact that I don't suffer from depression
mm-hmm.
Or any mental illness. that I know of. I appreciate that, actually. I'm very grateful to have that.
Yes.
Because I think that sees me through in lots of different ways in my life.
Yeah.
Many areas, all areas.
I think that kind of stuff, not to go too dark, but I think mental health needs to be brought up to the light as well. So it is welcome on a comedy podcast, without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of these things that I think we all go through our lives having spurts of feeling down and sad and blocked and challenged.
Mm-hmm.
There's times, but obviously there's times when you need to seek extra help in order to help you over those humps.
Yeah.
But I think when you, if you can acknowledge a part that you're sitting in right now where you are and say, I feel pretty good, have good days, have bad days, but all in all, I'm pretty happy where things sit.
Well, that's right. It's not clinical depression. It's circumstantial depression.
That's
based
exactly.
on an appropriate level of sadness based on a situation. Someone's passed away or whatever it is.
Or the kids have driven you fucking
job.
Mental.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. So, and I think to have the ability to pull yourself out of it when you need to is something that not everyone has. So I feel very lucky to have that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, me too.
Good on you.
Yeah. I didn't say something like dolphins in the ocean. It's the most important thing in my life.
I actually like your answer and I probably would copy, but I think my immediate response to that would have been something like music. I'm grateful to have had the love of what that provides me.
Sure.
So what are you obsessed with? Think about it. Share it with someone that's going to be, on your similar wavelength, because you'd be surprised just how much some of this dumb shit everyone else does.
Even if they say they don't, they're conservatives who, look at you funny, they've got stuff going on.
Yeah.
They're probably the worst ones.
The worst.
The silent but deadly weirdos. Wow. I can't get you.
The Beautiful Nightmare is produced by Frankie Media and hosted by Chanel Franklin and Tamara Linke.
Want to know more about us?
Get in touch at thebeautifulnightmare.com or jump on our socials.
Wow. You can really make a podcast.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.